Oh, this first hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion that makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sun light up your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way. In Boston, she's from California. Tim's in California, he's from out New Mexico way. And I'm in Tucson, I drove down from Seattle. When the gig is over, I'll be off to Santa Fe. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn, may the sun light up your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way. Motel 6, Super 8, rest stops on the interstate. A futon at Linnaeus, camping on the coast. Racking up those miles alone, keeping touch by telephone. It's not an easy life, but it's the one we love the most. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sun light up your day. Good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way. Another highway, a new direction, another place to sing at the end of the broken line. Another entrance, another exit, and endless memories of the places left behind. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sun light up your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along.
Oh, the good road theme. What a good way to start off the last show of 2014, the last Inland Folk. My goodness. Here it is, December the 27th, and after all the holidays, and you're still reeling from all of your gluttony and all of your food greed, and you have all these things that need to either be enjoyed or returned, and some of these things you just wonder what you're going to do with, and others, you know you're going to wear them out. And so hope you all made good hauls. Hope you all sang good songs. Hope you all enjoyed the very best of people on the holiday and the best of times. And, you know, the thing is I've been thinking about this a lot. The thing is you know, we set it up so that we have this time of the year between November and the end of December where we're thankful for all that we have and where we're, you know, where we're forgiving of people and where we want to acknowledge those folks that have been and done all for us and this kind of thing. And that's really cool. That's a good time to do that. And kind of sets it all aside. But I was thinking when I was doing all my cards this year, and I only do 4 cards a year because that way they're still cool for me too and they don't become mechanical. So different people every year get my 4 cards. And I don't really have that many people I would do cards for anyway. So after about 5 years, it starts going around again. Anyway, I think about it and you just kind of want to say, why couldn't I send this card in April? Why couldn't I send this card in June or October? Because it's saying all the same stuff. It's saying stuff I think anyway. And so that it doesn't become something that we take for granted or anything like that. But it would be good if we just kind of knew that we could do this kind of stuff any time of the year in terms of letting people know how much we appreciate them and all that kind of thing. That's the way it seems to me. It's kind of like a lot of these, like Earth Week and some of these things. Sure, they're awareness weeks and they do what they're supposed to do and all this kind of stuff. But shouldn't we be taking care of the Earth all the time? Shouldn't we be aware and cognizant of races and people all the time? And, you know, it's kind of like sometimes it seems like we sort of do our good deed week for the week and our specific awareness, and then we move on to the next one. So the bottom line is, hey, if you're going to be thankful, that's cool. Be thankful when you want to be, not just because the industry or the trade says you have to be. And if there's somebody you want to acknowledge in your life, somebody that you just want to just say out, just spur of the moment, just out of the blue, just random, hey, thanks for being around. I really appreciate you. Then just go ahead and do it. Don't wait until Christmas time. All righty. Enough said. Inland Folk. This is Inland Folk, the last Inland Folk of the year. Love this tune. Love it. The John Hartford String Band, Mark Schatz and all of his buddies. This is so cool. Homer the Roamer. Homer the Roamer. John Hartford. And it's got some, this is awesome. This is an awesome melody and everything. Get your dancing shoes on here, alrighty? Here we go. Thank you.
Thank you. is so fine. Apples ripening on the trees. Staying in the kitchen drinking wine, barefoot summertime. I had a man on Buttermilk Road. His arms were brown and fine. He held the summer in his skin. I never slept so good at night. Held me through the night. I've been up and down on Buttermilk Road. I know it all by heart. Where the gravel turns to sand. I can walk it in the dark. Just the light of stars. Buttermilk Road. You ask me what I find. Down those roads so far from here. The hands and the faces look like mine. They look just like mine. Oh, the sage that grows on Buttermilk Road is no ordinary kind. In the gentle rain or a summer breeze, he can heal the most troubled mind. You anytime. Now I'm far away from Buttermilk Road, on my way to another show, and the snow falls soft on Bleecker Street. The sage and the wood smoke in my coat always takes me home.
I'm going to take just a listen a little bit of it, just kind of see, make sure the boat's in the channel.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah.
a message from Carolina. That dear old Southern state. Just a message from Carolina. And the girl that said she'd wait. In the mountains I can see her.
This is from an old, well, actually the album's fairly new, but a lot of old heritage material on it from folks like the Stonemans and the Carter family and all kinds of those original country legends, folks way back before the Stanley Brothers and all the bluegrassers, way back in the 30s, Jimmy Rogers, people like that. Jimmy Rogers, the father of country music. This is called the Bristol Sessions, Legends of Country Music. That was the Johnson Brothers, a message from Carolina. And we also heard in that set, we heard a couple of cuts from Claire Lynch from her album, Dear Sister. And we heard this wonderful John Hartford string band album. And a couple of cuts from that as well. This is fun stuff. But you know what? We have to take a little bit of a break. Yes, we do have to take a break. I need you to know that Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio. On the campus of Washington State University. You want to email me? Email me at dsandaniel@wsu.edu. You can call me at 509-332-5047. All righty. We have lots. We have Flannel Attraction coming up, kind of a bluegrass alternative type group. And we have Pynton Dale, and we have Alistair Fraser and Natalie Hawes. We have all kinds of folks. Alrighty, so we're going to be right back. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Got to hear a little bit of this again. Just a little bit more again. One more time.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from Rico's, a neighborhood pub in downtown Pullman, providing a stage for live American roots music featuring jazz, bluegrass, and blues. Open daily with a menu of traditional pub fare, craft beers, and cocktails. Rico's, a gathering place in Pullman since 1909.
Snow today and tonight, 3 to 9 inches around the Palouse, and there's a chance of rain in lower elevations. High temperatures today will be about 33 in Moscow, 38 in Clarkston, lows tonight near 30. Tomorrow, cloudy with a chance of a little more snow, and highs will be in the 30s. Next month's going to be cold.
fun. You know, I'll play this tune probably once every 2 years or so, and I just forget how there are just certain tunes that'll just do it to you. They're instrumental, but they just do it to you. And that's this one. It's just amazing. And, you know, probably a lot of you are going, yeah, but, Dan, it's just a tune. But it's not. It's just pretty cool stuff. But can't do it again. Got to finish out. All righty. Flannel Attraction from Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And they're kind of starting to make some inroads here. This album came out in February of 2013. And this is the recommended cut. All righty.
Fresh to the town, steps to the bar. The liquor treats you the same wherever you are. Conversation started, there's no turning back. Clumsy chain reactions send us new track. Neon lights are shining, it's just not the same. Because the women drink whiskey and remember your name. They won't hold it against you if you don't use your degree. Because passion's not petty, it's priority. And it's one drink to remember. A second for
sick and he won't stop crying. Mama trying to feed him, slowly dying. Smoke from the tires burning, rising high. Names in the river flowing past. Tears in a bucket rising fast. Faces washed away by a camera's eye. Oh my. Give to me your sorrow, I will give to you my freedom. You are sick and weary, let me carry you on my back. Look into tomorrow, it is filled with all our children. Let us find the lost ones, and together we will carry them home. Coins on the ice for them that's gone. Rain wash away all the blood that's drawn. Grass grow long on the stones in the greening fields. One more drink and the pain is gone. One more prayer than a fiery dawn. One more mother left to wonder why. Oh, why? Give to me your sorrow. Let me give to you my freedom. If you are sick and weary, let me carry you on my back. Look into tomorrow. It is filled with all our children. Let us find the lost ones, and together we will carry them. Lines in the sand from years gone by. Old men can't remember why. Tin roof shacks as far as the eye can see. Hide tomorrow by the smoke that's rising. Someone's burning, no denying. One more day like the only days we've ever known. I heard the stones cry out. I heard the stones cry out in the night. I heard the stones cry out. And they said, give to me your sorrow. Let me give to you my freedom. If you are sick and weary, let me carry you on my back. Look into tomorrow. It is filled with all our children. So let us find the lost ones, and together we will carry them. Carry them home. Carry them home.
These words that came out wrong, I worked until my nerves were gone. But something told me it would not be long before you came along. Before you came, my love remained untrue. The bitter part, a staring up. Come.
That's a wonderful version. Okay, we've played Fare Thee Well, Love on this show since about 1993, when I first discovered the Rankin Family. They call this the 2008 sequel. It does feel remixed. It does feel different. But the lyric is exactly the same, as far as I can determine. I don't quite get why it's a sequel. Isn't a sequel about something that happened later on? A prequel is something that happens before. Isn't that correct? Well, there's no sequel to this unless it's just the remix. But then why didn't they say Fare Thee Well, Love remix? Flannel Attraction in that set as well. And Kirk Van Cray. Cray Van Kirk. I love this album. I like this a lot. Chorus of Stones. Ooh, good stuff. Here's another guy. This album came out earlier this year. Love it, love it, love it. This has got one of the best shanty tracks ever. They kind of rock themselves up. William Penn and Felicia Dale are a duo, and they do a lot of hurdy-gurdy, manicello guitar, and then they do a lot of singing, and we have all of their albums and all this kind of thing. This one, they got together with some rockers, and it cost them a lot of money. The album's fairly short because it costs a lot of money when you start to get all those rockers on your album, and you got to work and rehearse and all this kind of thing. And so it's a shorter album, but it is a wonderful, wonderful album. It's called Blue Divide. And this is the last track on the thing called Windy Weather. And I just think this is awesome. Check it out.
All the way for the windy weather, boys.
much information, too little conversation, and nothing in between. And I'm moving out in all directions, I'm seeing my reflection in just about everything. Ocean, catch your breath with every wave come crashing in. Ooh, got mixed emotions, sure feels good to ride along that western wave. Hope it brings me back again. There's nothing like an ocean. These days, still got miles to go. I keep it running and staying. Sometimes I drive myself insane. Buses, cars, and planes. Nobody sees my face. Nobody knows my name. Your breath with every wave come crashing in. Ooh, got mixed emotions. Sure feels good to ride along that western wave. Ooh, there's nothing like an ocean. Catch your breath with every wave come crashing in. Ooh, got mixed emotions. Feels good to ride along that western way. Hope it brings me back again. There's nothing like an ocean.
There's Nothing Like an Ocean there, the Rankin Family, from their 2009 release. And, of course, Raylene Rankin died in, I think she died in 2012, and in the fall of 2012, of liver cancer, actually. And so that kind of, the idea of the three Rankin women. But see, there are offspring now. I saw the Rankin Family in 1993 in either Whelan's or O'Donohue's or someplace like that in the back room of some Irish pub doing gigs. In fact, they did the Mórún Gáil Chéile, see, you're hearing in the background. They did what we use as our theme. That's when I first heard that theme, actually. And they were amazing, the Rankin Family from Nova Scotia, who wound up singing and playing at the Pan American Games and some things like that. They sort of became the Nova Scotian ambassadors. And, you know, there were a lot of them in the Rankin Family, a lot of musicians, and at least three of them from that original Rankin Family musician thing have died. So they broke up in the early 2000s and maybe the late 90s and went out and did a bunch of other things and then came back together and did a reunion tour and another album. And that's how that goes. And so the Rankin Family is definitely a Nova Scotian legacy, definitely a musical piece if you're into Celtic music and how it bridges those gaps between pop and traditional, especially when they do the Scots Gaelic. Oh my gosh, the Rankin Family. All righty, Un Jung Shin doing the playlists here and really working hard doing what she does, and she is awesome. What a way to kind of look forward to doing this show. It's kind of a chore, and just to go in here and just spend some time with a good person in the studio who does a good job. All righty? Email me at D's and Daniel, maherwsu.edu. This is the last show of 2014. We have 2 hours left to go on the last show of 2014. By this time next year, it'll be a totally different year. Have to split. Now we're going to be right back for the second hour of the show. You hang on, because we're coming back.
For his newest cookbook, Jamie Oliver collected old favorites like shepherd's pie and made them even more luscious.
Traditional recipes didn't just have the potato on the top of that lovely stew with the veggies and the gravy. Actually, the potato went on the bottom and the sides and the top.
Comfort food with a bit of a kick, Sunday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 6 o'clock here on your NPR and classical music station, Northwest Public Radio. I'm Bruce Bradbury. It's a minute before 12 noon. Hour two of Inland Folk begins in just a moment.